Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. Okay, what did I say about not just going, woo? People are dying to go, woo! We just don't get to do it enough anymore. I came out on stage early. I had to get here early to do that. Told everybody what to do. So this next one that's coming up is going to be interesting. We, of course, are coming to you once again from our new monthly home, Dynasty Typewriter in Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, California! It's Sunday, February 5th, 2023, and forget about the big game next Sunday, because we've got a big, sick game today. But first, Doug plugs, everybody's favorite part of the show. Doug Loves Movies is back here at Dynasty Typewriter on Sunday, March 5th at 4:20. And it's coming this summer to Chicago, Seattle, and more, We'll see. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Caca! Wallet! Ted Danson? Oh man, you guys have lost it. We're just gonna put a version of that in from a previous show. It got way too complicated over time, so I understand it not being a top priority to remember when to go, Ted Danson? But it's glorious when it goes right. I brought a prize box today. It's got everybody's signature that's going to be on the stage during the show. And then inside the box, there are a couple of ring pops, a book that's very heavy that's called Super Serious, and it's pictures of comedians. I don't even know which way's right side up. That's how fun that book is. And then I got one of these bracelets that's supposed to, help you center yourself or something, find balance. And I put it on and fell down, so I'm getting rid of that. Seems like bad luck. This thing's kind of fun. And when I say kind of, I mean I don't want it. It says, hack your nervous system. And it's a series of cards that if you read them, I guess your nervous system goes, hey, what are you doing? Why are you hacking me? Seems like a rude move.
finally, I'm very excited to give this away because our dear friend Leonard Maltin, who's on the show quite frequently, crown on his head. I don't know where he's king, but he's a king of movies. He's never worn this. He's wearing like such a anyway. I'm just saying they put the crown on later. That's my point. He doesn't actually have a crown, but anyway, that's in the box. All that stuff is going to be given away today to our winner in quotes, but we're really all winners just for being here today because I have four terrific guests who you know from movies, television, and I don't know what other, maybe some video games, maybe an occasional novel they might get mentioned in. Let's get them out here. Give it up, everybody, for Kumail Nanjiani, Michael Hitchcock, Ricky Lindholm, and Zach Galifianakis. Hey, you're all here.
We made it.
Yeah. It's sometimes it's tough to get in here with the LA traffic, and it's nice when everybody is here early. Let's meet all y'all individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah, call me M. Night because the twists are going to keep coming. Alphabetical by first name means that I'm going to introduce Kumail Nanjiani! Wow. Hey, dude.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Congratulations on Welcome to Chippendales.
Oh,
that turned out pretty damn good.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for watching. Unless you're just clapping because whenever people aren't talking, you clap. I haven't been on stage in very long. I forget the exchange, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back on stage.
Well, thanks for having me.
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm sure it's Team 2.
Really? Team 1's pretty good this year.
Yeah, but my money's on Team 2, you know. They make them good in Oklahoma. I think I know. Okay, I know the Kansas City ones are playing.
Yeah, and that's probably what they should be called.
And then
they should change their name to the Kansas City ones.
The Kansas City ones and the San Francisco boys.
No, those boys didn't make the cut.
Oh, really? I was so confident.
No.
So who is it?
It's our friends, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ah, yes.
That made it. So between those two, who do you think?
Oh, my money's on Team 2. Kansas City Royals? Chiefs! Is it still Chiefs? Or
yes.
Is that... Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they changed it.
Yeah, no, that other one changed. The Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
That one, they got on quicker.
Was it quick,
after
though?
Many, many years, yes. It took a long time, but somehow it was quicker than the Chiefs. But also, you know, the Chief is like... I don't know. I guess they could argue the chief is like in charge or something, so it's less offensive.
Right.
But Redskins is just painting the whole thing with a bad brush.
Yeah, with red.
Yeah. Yeah, so they really should change that. I don't mind it because sometimes you call smoking weed chiefing. So I like to think that they're just weed smokers, the Kansas City weed smokers.
So who do you think is going to win, the weed smokers or the...
Hey, I'm here to ask you the gotcha questions.
Okay, well, I'll say the Kansas City people.
Plus, I'm also trying to find out what to put my money on. I thought the four of you might be able to really help me out in that area. You all seem like huge
Chiefs.
Football fans.
Yeah, for sure the Chiefs.
All right. Also joining us today, it's his very first time on the show, and I'm so excited to have him give it up for Michael Hitchcock,
Whee!
Everybody.
Are the football questions over, please?
What's that?
Are the football questions over?
No. I want to talk to you about just the list goes on. A Mighty Wind, Best in Show, Bridesmaids. Is there a classic comedy that you're not in?
No.
That's the perfect answer. And who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, for Christ's sake. I could give a fuck.
All right.
I'm gonna be eating in the valley somewhere during the Super Bowl.
Oh, like at a restaurant?
Yeah, but not a sports bar.
You're gonna pick one that doesn't have a TV
because yeah, like
those are hard to find.
I know, but
they
I'm gonna find it.
They all have at least one screen in the bar area.
I'm gonna find it.
All right. Godspeed to you in that endeavor, because that'd be great if you could figure that out.
Yep.
You could just stay at home and not turn on the TV. Okay, so.
Wow.
I mean, you just sound very not interested, and I'm telling you, most restaurants have at least one TV that's going to be on.
But I like people.
That's true. So you do want to get out there with all the other people that just want to watch it on one TV. In an Italian restaurant, just like his kind of background or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ricky Lindholm is back, everybody!
Hey. Hi, Doug. Hello.
Second appearance on the show here at Dynasty Typewriter, so thanks for coming back. And you noted today on Instagram that it's the sixth anniversary of the premiere of the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, everyone knew that though, right?
I knew it because I was looking through some old pictures yesterday and saw like pictures from the premiere and stuff. And also I was excited about this lineup because almost everyone on stage has been the voice of a Lego.
Who hasn't?
I'm not going to, you know, out anybody as not having been a Lego. But he is named after a famous director, so that's close enough. That's an exciting movie thing. Yeah, Michael, why haven't you been the voice of a Lego yet?
I'm just too busy.
I saw you, of course, have been on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, that's a character named Michael Hitchcock.
For real?
Yes, it's not me.
Named after you,
at
least?
They named it after me.
Holy shit.
And then they never even had me on the show.
That's a fuck you.
Yeah, it really is. I pissed some writer off somewhere. I don't know who.
We want Michael Hitchcock, but not the real one. We'll make one up.
Who did they cast as you?
What?
Who played you?
Dan Blocker.
Dirk Blocker?
Dirk Blocker from Bonanza.
Bonanza. That's his dad, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh. Shh. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just stressing the audience because I want to get them get a habit of saying answers because we are gonna play some games just between us. And Michael,
did you really think I was on it?
No. Well, here's I'm gonna tell you exactly why I did because I Googled Michael Hitchcock Lego and somebody has made a Lego set of the characters from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Right, but
I want to enjoy Legos.
You know, I mean, also the Bane Lego isn't really me either, but
no, but
I'll
it's
still
based
take credit.
On something you did, and
it's
he.
True.
I'm sorry,
it's based
Mike.
On him existing.
Well, I mean, he says.
Because how many Michael Hitchcocks could there be? How rare is the last name Hitchcock, especially
know.
In showbiz? You think you right. know some people might change it because they don't want to be associated.
But for who was also a gay porn director on IMDb, and that also wasn't me. I've watched a few. More than a few, but I've never directed one.
Yeah, I don't think they give you credit for watching.
No, I don't think they do either.
That'd be a terrible system.
Oh, that's the IMDb of shame.
I gotta get IMDb Pro, take all these porns off of my list of viewing experiences. Who are we talking to? Oh, Ricky. Yeah. So congratulations on the 6-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Of being,
I don't know what I'm doing to celebrate yet. Maybe is the Super Bowl's today?
A week from today.
Oh, okay. I said maybe I'll watch.
Oh my God. I mean, I'd like to think a lot of the people that are here today would show up on Super Bowl Sunday, but most shows are closed because they don't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people love their football.
Well, I'll watch it next week to celebrate. The Lego. Okay. I'll watch the Super Bowl to celebrate the 6th anniversary of the Lego movie.
Any way you do it, it's just important to do it. Because our last guest that I'm going to introduce is super, super psyched to be here. And he spends whenever he does this show, he spends the entire time telling his face what a great time he's having. It's Zach Galifianakis! Zach, do you remember that time that you did this show and you refused to speak the entire time?
I
I got so paranoid that the audience thought I was just making up that he was here. But we can all see him, right? It's not just me. Please don't. I'm not going to ask you about the Super Bowl.
You can, if you want. I probably know more than these nerds. I am going to have a Super Bowl party, actually.
You are?
Yep, which is going to be interesting because I just have a radio.
You just walk around the entire party going...
70 people to gather around an old Radio Shack radio.
You know what, though? The Super Bowl ads are pretty awesome to just listen to. Most of them aren't that visual. All right. No, instead of this, the Super Bowl, I was going to ask you to explain the ending of Birdman. Or the you didn't let me finish. Birdman or the unexpected virtue of ignorance. Like, you're in it. Did you understand it?
He flies at the end.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah, Michael Keaton does. I don't really remember stuff like that.
Yeah, he just, he goes out the window.
Right.
Yeah. And then Emma Stone looks out the window and
I watched
make
it.
Up your own fucking mind. I don't know.
Are you gonna watch the new Inuyuritu? It's called Bardo and then lots more words.
Yeah, I like his
movie. It's really, I was watching it the other day, and it's extremely dreamlike, even more so than Birdman. And instead of drumming, there's like some sort of horn that is very
like
persistent.
An air horn?
Yes. Yes, the soundtrack is mostly just sudden blasts of air horn, and it's hard to get used to. It is rough. No, it's... but it's interesting that thematically, I didn't even pick up on this, the very first shot in Bardo is of the shadow of a man running and then flying for a little bit and then running and flying a little bit more, and you never see him, you just see his shadow and hear him going, and then he flies. And
that's
and
Michael Keaton?
Now I'm realizing maybe that was Michael Keaton. I thought it was Bardo, but it turns out there's no character in Bardo named Bardo.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I'm not kidding you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm saying without Zach around, this director's gone off the rails. But maybe there is a character named Bardo because I only made it through an hour and a half of its three-ish hours running time.
So is it why did you not make it through? Because you couldn't figure out the Bardo thing, or...?
The Bardo thing was bothering me, and I had to, you know, go do something. I had other plans. But every movie's so long these days that, like, I'm trying
to... Were you into Bardo?
I'm trying to what?
Were you enjoying Bardo?
I was, but it really is, like, a dream movie. Like, every scene, something weird will start to happen, and then somebody will, like, either say they're dreaming. Yeah. Lots of air horn.
That was the best I could do.
Who's in it?
I'm not even...
Not Bardo. No.
Yeah. And I couldn't tell you the name of the gentleman who plays Not Bardo, but...
Wait, his name is Not Bardo?
Because it's not... There's not
a
lot.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
There's no way his name
is... His name's like Samuel or something. It's different.
Bardrovsky?
Yeah. But it's not Bardo. But there might be a Bardo... You know, that might be the twist at the end or something. The guy walks in and goes, "Hey, Bardo's here!" And then the credits start to roll.
Oh, yeah, like a Waiting for Godot, but Bardo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or Guffman.
Waiting for Godot.
Oh, waiting for someone waited for Guffman.
But he never shows up at the end.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you guys, the spoilers are flying today.
Sorry.
How old's that one now, that movie?
It's like 25 years.
25 years.
If you haven't watched it, you're not going to watch it.
Nuh-uh.
That's it.
Well, maybe, you know.
Maybe today. One or two of you.
Yeah.
Doug.
I think
let's find out. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's airing, not now, because podcast,
no,
but it will be
tonight. It'll be available.
Okay.
Wherever people get their podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah. So
how does that make
you
feel?
So watch your mouth.
I'm going to be a lot quieter.
Yeah.
He's gonna turn this
podcast down
a little. What?
Podcasts are just traps. That's how they are. That's what they are to me. Just for you to fuck up and say something wrong. Cut that part out.
You could just you could just unplug your mic and just like pretend like it's a live show.
Well, I thought it was. He fooled me and told. I was under the assumption this is the one the movies you watch.
You watch a movie that's called a Benson Movie Interruption.
What's this one called?
Doug Loves Movies.
Well, doesn't Doug Loves Movies work for the other one too? Like, it is hard to tell.
I guess
what the
so, but then
is.
People would probably be like, "Why? If he loves movies so much, why won't he shut the fuck up while we're trying to watch it?"
Good point.
Why is he inviting Good his point. Friends to yammer?
That's
on and
exactly
on?
What my agent told me when she booked me for this.
Yeah, no, I'm old school, and I guess I took advantage of you in the direct booking. Because you thought you'd get to come here and make fun of a movie. But we'll still have fun.
You could just watch a movie on your phone and make fun of it while we do the show.
Yeah, is there a movie you're wanting to make fun of? You could do Birdman.
Why don't you watch Birdman for the first fucking time? And and yell at yourself.
I did see some of it. I did see some of it. I had an ADR session.
I've seen enough.
Yeah. Caught the trailer a couple of times.
This movie's trash.
These are, you're trapping yourself. Don't say that. Everyone can hear it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a podcast.
He probably listens to
that's
it.
That's tongue in cheek. I love the movie. I think it's a really good movie, that movie. And I never really get to say that a lot of times.
Leslie, they're saying, where'd this actress come from? She's in fucking Birdman. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, you know,
she's
in
amazing.
Lots of stuff.
She's always amazing.
She's the title character in Mandy with Nicolas Cage.
She's Mandy, and yeah. She dies very quickly.
I right. think she's also Bardo.
I mean, we'll see. You know, it's Bardo with no T at the end, but so I was kind of hoping it was about Bridget Bardo. But no such luck.
Nope,
just Bardo. And I like it, don't get me wrong. It's got some weird shit in there, though. I'll tell you later.
This lighting from here makes you look like Keith Raniere.
Oh, my God!
Who's that?
The guy, the vow, the cult the leader. He likes volleyball.
The sex cult leader.
The sex cult
volleyball.
Yeah,
volleyball
guy.
And sex, that guy.
Hey, right. you got a lot
Sounds
of action.
Sounds like I'm set for life.
He's yeah,
like
nothing
it.
Wrong
yeah.
ever, nothing bad ever happened to that guy.
No.
The ladies loved him, though. Yeah. They brand themselves for him.
Yeah, and then they play volleyball at midnight for him.
Yeah, which of those is a bigger sacrifice?
I'd rather brand myself. I'm sorry. I'm not playing volleyball at midnight.
I mean, you're kind of in the mood to do something after being branded.
Gotta celebrate.
Yeah, you gotta work off this adrenaline. Yeah.
Let's play some volleyball.
Yeah, play a high adrenaline sport like volleyball.
I can't sit
volleyball.
Down right now.
Yeah. I gotta jump around and spike something.
I mean, your butt never gets involved in volleyball, even you know, even if you die.
That's not where they were branding themselves.
No. Really?
No, yeah. They were branding themselves somewhere else.
Kind of down by the, you know what?
Oh, like a, just sort of like a hello label on the genitals?
A hello label on the genitals?
Like what?
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting
what
it.
What is that?
You know, one of those hello labels yeah, on the genitals.
He was just a sex pest.
Yeah.
Little sex pest.
What you? How can you brand?
What do you mean?
What do
you
mean?
You're implying that the branding is happening on to the genitalia.
No, nearby,
above.
Oh, just above.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's where the hello label goes.
Yeah. Right. You don't put the hello label
That's
on
what
the
I'm
genitalia.
Just saying. I'm just saying it's like a nice little message that you get if you're in that area for some reason.
In case you're confused, like just below here.
If you're stopping by, you'd be like, oh, you're owned by that guy or whatever.
Mine says out of order.
Mine says Bardo.
I don't, mine doesn't say anything. I just shave my pubes into a Nike swoosh.
I have the hedge maze from The Shining. It's like we're on At Midnight all over again or something. Let's each make a joke on the same thing.
All right, so moving on. Thank you all for being here. And I have a thing that I do before we get to the games on the show lately, and that's where I ask each of my guests to recommend a movie. But each time I've been changing up the parameters of what you can recommend. And since there is this football game happening next weekend, right? I want you to reach deep down, because I think you could probably do it, and name a football movie that you like. Because everybody has one, even if you're not a football fan, I think.
Can it be a TV show?
They've made so many. What's that?
Can it be a TV show?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
But I bet that TV show is based on a movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's probably the one you're thinking of has a movie with that exact same title.
I never saw the movie.
And a book.
I didn't see that movie.
I think you did the right thing, because I think the TV series took the movie and improved upon it quite a bit. I think. That's my opinion.
Football movie?
Yeah.
How many are there?
Well, let's...
There can't be that many.
Two, three hundred.
I have a favorite.
All right, here we go.
Field of Dreams. I'm kidding. No, Rudy.
Yes, of course, Rudy.
That's where Sean Astin, you know, tries, and then at the very end, he gets to...
Yeah, he gets to play in one play.
Oh, that's right.
It doesn't even affect the game in any way. Right. But they still all raise him up on their shoulders because he really had that stick-to-itiveness that got him into that one play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him. It seemed like a giant waste of time for Rudy, but good for him.
I mean,
equipment manager or something like that.
There you go.
I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
I was going to say Rudy.
Well, you could both just say it back and forth. Next thing you know, you'll be chanting it. But that is, now you'll have time to think of another one. Let's go to Ricky.
Okay, I can't.
So you were thinking Friday Night Lights, right?
But I haven't seen it. So I feel like I saw a football movie once. And tell me if this is a dream or if this happened. Is there a football movie with Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman?
Yes.
Yes, that one.
The Replacement Killers.
Yes, I think I saw that on a plane.
Let me just stop everybody for a second. Even in this part, there's no reason to yell out the names of movies that I'll be able to handle. And also had a joke.
So I'm pretty sure I saw that movie or I just saw the DVD cover. But
it counts either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a fun movie.
So
I think it's a good choice.
I just was happy I could think of one.
It's fun to recommend a movie blind. Like I don't know if I've seen it, but I think it's good.
I think I saw it.
I think people would like it.
Why would I remember it if I didn't see it? I think I saw it.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. But, you know, trailers, commercials, you know, sometimes you just feel like you've seen something, you know.
Right.
Like I feel like I've seen Gone with the Wind.
You haven't?
And I've never committed to it.
Oh.
That was my grandma's favorite movie.
Was she your favorite grandma?
No, she wasn't, actually.
I didn't think so.
I think I can say that now because, you know.
Yeah, but she was a close second.
She was a close second.
Or are you in a sitcom called My Three Grandmas? Okay, so Replacements, Rudy. Did you think of another one, Camille?
Jerry Maguire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
That absolutely counts.
Good
that
job.
Is football.
Yeah, they definitely sneak football in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got football. He's an agent for football players.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's a sports agent, so I think he probably represents, you know, other fields of...
I didn't watch it that carefully.
...athleticism. But they definitely hang around football.
He, Cuba Gooding, is a football player. In it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about Jerry Maguire. You know, I really kind of hit a wall after Rudy. I was down in the dumps, and then I really, you know, real like a phoenix came up with Jerry Maguire. Big Oscar movie like Birdman was.
Zach?
Oh, God, I really am. I don't know.
Can I suggest one?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean,
well, one that I think you might think was a good one.
Oh, is it? What is the question again? I thought it was just
to a football movie you like. Yeah, movie. If there is such a thing.
I wish you had asked me my favorite football album. I would have. I would have had more choices. My favorite
would
football
it have been
play.
Easier if I said, "What's your favorite type of? What's your favorite type of football? Like, what's,
just
you, what's
say
your favorite?"
Just say like Beckham, and then be like, "Oh, that's what they call it."
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they call that.
Like that? Is that what I'm supposed to?
I think pretty good. Do another one for you.
Which
I'd
one
love
were
to,
you?
I'd love to cut out Kumail saying that, suggesting that, and then you suggesting it. Just I'm asking my guest. We move on. That would be.
What were you going
to
suggest?
Named good ones.
Yeah, but you were going to suggest one to me to say.
Oh, I was going to try to think of one, but then you didn't want it.
No, I do want it now.
We okay. want it.
How about that one where they all died in the plane crash?
We
Are Marshall.
Alive.
We Are Marshall.
Oh, We Are Marshall.
Wasn't there the TV movie Quarterback Princess with, was it Helen Hunt? Was she the quarterback?
It better
princess?
Have been.
Yeah.
Because you just got your first point of the game.
Whoa.
Quarterback Princess.
For a Helen Hunt reference?
You know I'm all about Helen Hunt references.
All right, great. That's exciting. It might not have been her.
Whenever you talk about Helen Hunt, I just jump up and do a water dance. That's how good this crowd is. They got that reference.
I don't think they did.
No, I don't think so either.
Can
you're
one
right,
person
you're right.
Yeah,
they
stand
were just,
up?
They were just laughing at the cadence.
Yeah. I mean, you're a professional comedian. You nailed the cadence. Water dance? Can one person... Oh, that, of course that guy knows.
Yeah. You're not giving me courtesy laughs, I hope. But it's a good movie, that movie. Eric Stoltz.
Water Dance?
Yeah.
Water Dance with Helen Hunt
and
Eric
Stoltz.
I missed that one.
Yeah, he's like... She's
it's about
like
football?
She's like a therapist for... Oh, no, wait, that's a different movie, but...
Is it the one where
but it's about handicapped dudes and they're a therapist, I think. They're a physical therapist.
Mask.
That's why they call it a water dance.
Oh. Because
they, you know, they do hydrotherapy.
Oh.
I could talk about this all day. I could sit here trying to remember it all day. But we came up with four good ones, I think. If I think of any other good, you know, I feel like there's a lot of football movies that aren't so great. Oh, a fun one is...
Any Given Sunday.
Is that one's, you know, it's intense. But Longest Yard was what I was about to say with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
Burt Reynolds. And then Adam Sandler did it too, and that's a pretty good story. But...
What was the one with Corey Haim? Remember that one?
He was in a football movie?
Yeah, didn't he play high school football? Lucas. Yeah.
It's so disappointing.
That was my favorite grandma. Shouted that one out.
Grandma okay. Lucas.
All right. So, seriously, moving forward, we're going to play some games, and please no yelling out of answers at that point. Well, we have to go to our first commercial break and get the hair out of my mouth. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! Woo!
So, to recap, Kumail is playing for Con Erica, and then it goes downhill from there. Michael's playing for Texas Chainsaw Marksucker, and Ricky's playing for a gentleman who goes by the name Johnner, and Zach is playing for Melanie.
Woo! Yeah.
What are these blinking lights in the theater? Does it?
I asked for that.
Okay. I thought there was something like if there weren't blinking lights around you, like have a stroke or something. So that's. Yeah.
They aren't blinking, Doug.
They stopped it somehow.
Well, they're supposed to. I said when Doug asked about the lights, just.
But you prefer it. All right. I'm glad I win in that scenario. Why do you think they have the blinking capacity? Like, what would be
I think it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Or they're saying you're, like, out of time.
Oh. Wrap it up. That's the signal. All right. This first game we're going to play is going to be hated by most of the people on stage.
Is it football again?
Yes, all the games are about football.
Oh, no.
We are playing football.
Boy. No, we got that football shit out of the way during the part where nothing was on the line.
Right.
And I didn't know all four of you would be not into football movies.
I think Zach actually knows football. Like,
oh, no,
he's a
fan. I don't know movies, but I know football.
Who do you think is going
to
win?
Yeah, I should have just went right to you.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't. I mean, who's playing?
It's the Kansas City ones and the not the San Francisco
Philadelphia
boys.
Philadelphia's gonna win.
Eagles from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We're all great. You know, that's where Eagles live. Philadelphia.
No, it's named after the band. You idiot.
Such a gentle, you idiot. Almost more like it was a medical term. Listen, I've looked at your charts and you're an idiot. All right, so this game is called Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah, and it's a rough one because the guests get confused by the instructions, to my delight.
Oh, good.
It feels like you're fucking up. Shouldn't you explain the rules in a way that isn't confusing to us?
No, because you're just going to be confused the first time you heard it. Like, let's say you went on Jeopardy and you'd never watched the show. They don't explain the rules during the show at all.
But I'm sure backstage they're like, oh, just so you know, answers the question.
Yeah, they probably do remind
them.
They
probably go, yeah.
Yeah, after all their hard work getting on the show. It was funny, the other night somebody just said, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And forgot to say, what is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And Ken goes, still a question.
It is.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is a question.
That's true.
He answered it with a question, yeah. So we got the points.
I like that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is a good loophole. No, I wasn't.
See, people are laughing because you used the word loophole.
Right.
And if anybody doesn't know, just Google Ricky Lindholm and loophole, and you'll find a delightful tune at the end of that. Yeah. All right. Here we go. So here's how Live, Die, Repeat works. I'm going to say the full title of a real movie that exists. And the first person on stage who can repeat it back in its entirety correctly wins the game.
Are we screaming over each
what?
Other?
You are until I hear you say the exact title of the movie. Do you want to practice one? Okay. Jaws. Michael.
I was last.
I don't think, I think I said it before Michael.
Let's try another one. Let's try another one. Jaws 2.
Jaws 2.
Ricky. You didn't even try that time, Camille.
That time, I just wanted to see if you knew what you were doing.
Oh, I do. Ready? Jaws 3.
Jaws 3.
The Revenge.
The Revenge.
Michael. All right.
Kill.
Yeah.
Kill.
See how much people love it?
It's not confusing. It's just stressful.
Yeah, it's probably stressful. But you know, some people are into a competition. So you find out who's. This game really separates the people who care from the people who don't care when it comes to winning this game today.
Zach has walked off the stage.
He barely walked onto it. All right. I mean, it's his final appearance on the show. Let's just try to have fun with it. I won't be able to trick him again. But I do want to do another Benson movie interruption with you, and I will let you know when that happens, because this is a great venue for doing that as well. But that's not what this is. Okay, so here's how it works, though. I'm going to say the title, and every time somebody makes a guess, I'm going to go back to the beginning of the title, and then once I
how would people make a guess? We're just repeating what you're saying, right?
Well, I mean, if you'd seen Jaws 3, you would have known to say the revenge before I had to say it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So we're not repeating. You're starting, and we have to say the whole thing and finish it.
So you're repeating it.
But not if you don't say the revenge.
Right. If I don't get to the very end of it, then yeah, you got to figure it out. So yeah, it's only repeating it.
Oh, is this going to be Birdman?
I think I've done Birdman in a previous episode because it is a good one because people don't know offhand the whole title. Do you know it, Michael?
No.
Birdman?
I'm sorry, I just fell asleep for a
Birdman.
Moment. No, I was trying to think of really long titles.
I don't want to mislead you about how long the title is, but here we go. The
Jaws 3.
Jaws 3 Revenge.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
The Shining. The Thing. No,
the
that's just Thing.
Magic.
Oh, I love magic movies. The Magic.
The Magic Man. The Magic Boy. The magic dog.
The magic flute.
Try them all. Try them all.
Yeah, the magic flute.
The magic Jaws
the
theaters.
The magic shoes. I feel like there would be magic shoes.
The magic
balloon.
Of
the magic.
The magic.
The magic garden.
The magic garden.
The magic garden of delights.
The magic garden of
secret delights. The magic garden of secret delights.
Secret. The magic garden of
the Eden? Magic garden of Eden?
The magic garden of
something with an S.
The magic garden of secrets?
The magic garden of the hello tag near your vagina.
Yes.
The magic garden of Stan.
The magic garden of Stan Winston. The magic garden of Stan.
The magic Winston garden too. Of Stan Laurel.
The magic garden of Stan Lee.
Kubrick.
Kubrick. No, the magic garden of Stanley Kubrick.
The magic garden of Stanley Livingston.
The magic garden of Stanley Laurel.
Kumail, of all people, is not saying Stan Lee for some reason.
Oh.
The magic garden of Stanley Sweet. Yeah. What is right?
The magic garden of Stanley Sweet.
The magic garden of Stanley
Sweetwater. The magic garden of Stanley.
The magic garden of Stanley Sweet Stanley.
Sweet. Sweet Stanley Sweet Tooth.
I want to see that one. The Magic Garden of Stanley Sweetheart.
The Magic Garden of Stanley Sweetheart.
Kumail is our winner.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
One of my favorite football movies.
Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt was so good in that.
She does a water dance. That guy loves it.
Yeah. That movie is from 1970, and it was really like real movie out in theaters, and it starred Don Johnson as the title character, Stanley Sweetheart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he plays like a ladies' man.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don Johnson? Mm.
Makes sense. Or a complete nerd. You know what I mean? It could go either way there with
But it's Don Johnson.
Stanley Sweetheart. Don Johnson, yeah.
Stanley
He's
Sweetheart.
Not playing a nerd.
That's a good point.
Quite a name.
I mean, he wasn't that cool in The Boy and His Dog.
You think he was a gardener? There must have been a garden.
I guess.
We'll have to find out.
He had a magic. Yeah, it was magical.
Was he a child? No.
Pretty young. Yeah, he started young.
Sounds like a kid's movie.
For sure.
Hmm? Sounds like a kid's movie.
It does, but I don't think it is.
No.
It's a porn.
You know the 70s. Yeah. There was another one I've done before that starred Dustin Hoffman called Who is Harry Kellerman and Why Is He Saying Bad Things About Me?
Oh, yeah.
And the great Gene Wilder, who Zach likes to cosplay as, he... He was in a film called Quaxer Fortune Has a Cousin in the Bronx. But the greatest one of all time, I think, is it starred Jonathan Winters and it was called Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet and I'm Feeling So Sad.
I know that movie.
Yeah, it's also a play.
I know that.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, that's Live, Die, Repeat, everybody. Yay! We did it.
Fun.
Kumail was the winner on that one, so that means you get to go first, Kumail, in our next game. And in this particular game, I do think it ends up being a potential advantage that you're going first. And it's a game that I just made up. It's brand new.
And you know that the person going first is at an advantage.
Oh, because I know all the rules of the game. I thought of it. What it'll come down to is if there is a tie, you'll get to go first in the tiebreaker.
Okay, let's do it.
So I'm going to say a fun or otherwise fact. And then I'm going to ask you first, Kumail. I'm going to give you three choices. If you miss, then Ricky's going to get two choices. Then Michael, if Ricky misses, Michael will get the gimme point.
Ooh.
Yeah, and whenever somebody gets one right, the next person in the row gets to go first.
So okay. This one out?
No, you're gonna be participating. I brought enough for everybody. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. The game is called Tar RRR. Tar RRR. Tar RRR. So when I tell you the fun fact, the answer is either Tar, starring Cate Blanchett in a tour de force.
Or RRR, starring, go ahead, name
those
the people
two,
in
those
it.
Two fellows.
Name their names.
SS and another guy, right?
SS is the name of the director, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're right on that. Yeah. But anyway, two great actors whose names I definitely need to learn are the stars of RRR, which is... an incredible movie. Applaud for RRR. See how nuts they are for it? It's one of those movies that when you're talking to somebody about it, they haven't heard of it, they're just completely
right.
Haven't heard of it, and you start describing it, and they're like, what are you even fucking talking about?
Tar and
but
RRR.
But the people have seen it.
Those are very similar movies, Tar and RRR. They're both three and a half hours long.
Well, do you want to go through and ruin the game by describing as much
going.
As possible?
Keep going,
about,
keep going.
Yeah, okay.
Play the game.
Yeah.
What rated is RRR? Just out of curiosity.
Gee, I just don't know. Mm.
I mean, is it an R?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hard R. Like, yeah. they spell it H-A-R-R-R-D R-R-R. Like, remember Triple X, how they used to say that all the time? This movie's Triple R. It's actually not that bad, and there's no sex or nudity in it whatsoever. I, there's barely any swearing, I think.
Well, you don't know those words.
You know, they made a version where I could understand everything because
they
it's,
took them
it's
out
in
for
English.
You. For you, American people, they took out all the good words.
Well, anyway, I think they're both terrific movies, and like Kumail was saying, there's definitely some crossover there, and there's also things where they're separate. So your options again are Tar. RRR, or both.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, and Kumail, here you go. Here's your first question. Daisy Edgar Jones was going to be in it, but had to dip. Is it Tar,
RRR or both?
Tar.
Incorrect.
She was... Such shame.
Ricky, your remaining options are
RRR
or both.
I'm going to go RRR.
That is correct.
Wow. Okay.
Izzy Edgar Jones was going to be an RRR?
Yeah.
Has this been verified? Who said this?
I read it. It was written on an alley wall that I saw the other day. It was weird that the movie trivia was on a wall in an alley, but I like to read while I'm peeing, so it worked out.
It said Daisy Edgar Jones had to be on RRR, but...
Had to dip.
But had to dip. Yeah.
I put it in my own words. Thing or whatever. And so she was going to play...
The love interest?
The English woman who speaks English throughout the film, so it's not crazy to think it could have been her. It's an actress I don't know, but...
No, I mean, I know exactly what part she would have played. Yeah. She's not going to play one of the two main guys.
So yeah, so congratulations, Ricky.
Oh, thank you.
You're on the board.
Thank you.
We start with you, Michael.
Oh, I thought maybe she got another one.
No, yeah, she's set for now. Michael, which one, Tar, RRR, or both? The running time is longer than Best in Show and Mighty Wind combined.
I'll say both.
You're going both?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, fuck. This is bullshit. I could have been in the valley eating Italian food.
Pointed away from a screen with sports on it. What do you think, Zach? It's come around to you. Michael guessed both. Do you think it's RRR or Tar that's longer than Best in Show and Mighty Wind combined?
Watch this, Melanie. It's RRR.
How did you know? No, no.
I don't know.
That is correct.
Like going first gives you a disadvantage because you have three to choose from instead of two or one.
Right, but you get to go first, and Kumail's seen RRR.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know who wasn't
Tar?
In it. I only know the people who are in it. I'm actually at a disadvantage because I have seen the movie.
Have you seen Tar?
Yes, I've seen Tar.
So you've seen both movies.
Yeah, and she wasn't in either one. It's a weird question. There's many people. Dustin Hoffman isn't in both movies. Can I get a point?
I feel like you're not
grasping.
Oh, you
know what? I just remembered. I was going to be in Tar, but I had to dip.
Dip.
I think you're forgetting how trivia works.
Yeah, trivia about things that didn't happen. Trivia is about things that happened.
Yeah.
That's what trivia is.
She had the role.
You're talking about a fantasy.
She had the role and she had to not do the role.
Oh, yeah. Who told you? Daisy Edgar Jones?
Do you think I'm pulling this shit out of my ass? I researched the fuck out of it. I got multiple sources. She was going to be in the movie. Don't treat me like I'm Mark Maron.
He's never lied to me.
All right, so congratulations to Zach.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
He's on the board. Okay, we're back to you, Kumail. Now, there's no way for you to know for sure the answer on this one, so I'd go with logic and guesswork.
Don't patronize me.
But I love eating in your restaurant. C,
someone in this movie learned to act from Michael Caine YouTube tutorials. And when I say this, I mean they found out they're in this movie, and then they watched Michael Caine tutorials, and that was their entire acting education before being in Tar, RRR, or both.
Okay. It seems so specific for it to happen to both. Well, I shouldn't talk it out, because now Ricky's going to have an advantage when I fuck this one up also. It seems like be RRR.
But what's your answer?
RRR.
Incorrect.
I don't know how I went from not caring at all to caring so much. It happened so fast.
All right, Ricky, your remaining options are Tar or both.
I really want it to be both, but I'm going to say Tar.
Tar is correct, and Ricky gets another point.
Who learned acting? Was it Kate Blanchett? Did she learn acting from Michael Caine on YouTube? Doug?
Well, like, remember how you were hired for Eternals because you were immortal and a superhero? Right. Some of the actors in Tar are hired because of their ability to play instruments.
Fuck! I should have thought that. Of course.
Yeah, that's what happened, is the number one cellist character, she...
She was good.
She had to... Well, Michael Caine.
I should watch those videos.
She learned it from Michael Caine, who, as far as I know, his number one acting tip is you get paid for waiting. That's what he always says.
He also says, don't blink. That's one of the...
Says don't... In that acting video, he says, don't blink. So if you notice, the cellist never blinks. There's tears running down her eyes. You can always pick who had Michael Caine as an acting teacher because their eyes are red. There's tears running down them. He also said to never... When you're talking to someone, don't like switch between eyes. Pick one eye and just stare at that eye. That was one of his acting tips.
I think he taught Megan. Right?
Megan is a movie, Zach.
No, yeah. I've seen the billboard.
It's called...
They have Megan billboards out in the woods?
No. I only know show business because of billboards.
Although I'm sure Megan blinks.
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah,
she creepy blinks. She does creepy blinks. All right. So, Ricky, you're doing great. Michael, here's... The last one goes to you first.
Oh.
RRR, Tar are both based on real people, but totally fictional. So except for the real person thing.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
The story's fictional.
It better be both.
It isn't. Zach. Big to Zach, is it? What are the options that are left?
It's
RRR or
Tar.
Or Tar.
I think the. do you mind just ask? Can you use it in a sentence?
No, but I will give you country of origin. No, that's all I can do, actually.
No, just say, you can't say it again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Can you get the clue again?
Based on real people, but the story's fictional. Kind of like Robert Downey Jr.'s Sherlock Holmes films.
I think it's Tar.
Wrong! You're wrong! Zach is so wrong!
And guess what?
Your Can I do it?
Kumail, what is
it? It's RRR.
That is correct.
Wow.
RRR is two famous people from history. They just imagine what if these guys met and were super good at fighting people while being attacked by tigers.
And CG tigers.
Yeah.
Tigers.
Oh,
you gotta watch this
more,
movie.
And more.
Yeah.
It's like Babylon if everyone was fighting each other instead of, partying. It's very long and to me it was very, very fun. And now Kumail, you just tied it up. Oh no, you didn't. Ricky wins.
Boy, Ricky won.
But for fun, Kumail, because you care, what do you think, which one, Tar or RRR, has the longest opening title sequence?
What do you mean opening title sequence? You mean how much time before the title comes up?
No, the part of the movie where words come up saying what the movie is, and sometimes
they don't
the
have...
people who make it.
Okay.
It. Yeah, the title. When is it?
Which one's longer?
Yeah.
Can't be both.
Yeah. That's why it's the tiebreaker, because if it were a tie, a person would just have to answer this question correctly.
Say a tar, 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 and see if that throws them off.
Is it RRR? RRR?
I mean, I think you're all lucky that we're not playing Avatar RRR.
RRR is longer titles.
No, because RRR...
What a humiliating thing for me.
RRR...
You just
RRR,
did this.
The letters just sort of come up, and then all the titles are at the end of the movie. The opening titles is just the title. I'm pretty sure, but I know that Tar is longer because all of the crew credits, the entire crawl that you see at the end of the movie, is at the beginning of Tar. Because Todd Field, the writer-director, thought, why not force the audience to actually watch the end credits by starting
with
it?
I remember this now.
And it also has a piece of music under it that sets the tone for the kind of music that's going to be played throughout the film.
So was the question whose title sequence comes first?
No, which one was longer?
Oh,
and Tar is 4 minutes long, and RRR is as long as it takes you to say RRR. But Ricky, you won that game. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you.
You did it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you get to go first in our last game that we're going to play right after this break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Woo! All right, so we're going to close this thing out today with a game that I call Super Last Person Standing. We get the name of an actor or actress, and then we take turns naming movies that person has been in. I like to play along as a bit of a spoiler, but it's about two actors that I enjoy a great deal who are basically on a TV show now, but between the two of them have a million credits that everybody knows or should know. And that person is Steve Martin Short.
Yeah.
I think they should legally just become one name like that because they, you know, they tour together and they do only murders together and they have, they're also on a TV show together. So.
I just had a flashback. Do you remember that time I played this game on the podcast and I couldn't think of one movie Kevin Bacon was in?
Well, he's a tough one because nobody's worked with him.
Yeah.
Famously.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford, and I have like 10 movies lined up. What a waste.
Oh, as soon as I said they're in TV, but not normally.
You said there are two movie stars who are in TV, but not usually. I was like, oh, yeah, Blade Runner 2046, something Helen Mirren was in.
Yeah. Like Harrison Ford's in this in that like Western TV show that's part of the Yellowstone universe, and then he's already in a show with Jason Segel called Shrinking. Like he's really in TV now. Like Harrison Ford really went for it.
And he's also got Indiana Jones coming out, which is a movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, he's a very
and he's
very
a pilot.
Busy.
Yeah, and well, he's a pilot.
He's a failed pilot, but yeah, sure. I mean, he knows how to fly planes, yeah. But sometimes he lands them.
Doesn't know how to land them.
Wrong,
yeah.
Or doesn't land them.
Now, do these? So it has to be films, not TV.
It's all films.
Okay.
So
Andy has a car dealership. You ever been down to Harrison Ford?
Zach,
the Cerritos Auto Square.
You know that's where I got my Model T. I drive around like, anyway. Jay Leno's been through enough lately. Okay, so. Steve Martin Short. So you name a movie that's got Steve Martin in it, you're still in the game. You name a movie that's got Martin Short in it, you're still in the game. Or you name a movie that's got both of them in it, you're still in the game. And I counted a few of those. If you can't think of one, you can go to the person whose name tag or just personality you chose. And they're your lifeline just the one time. You can go to them one time. Yeah. So start, those of you that are out there that they might go to, start thinking of Steve Martin and Martin Short films. And we'll start with Ricky, and we'll go that way. Ricky, Kumail, Zach, me, and Michael. Go, Ricky, go.
Roxanne.
Nice one.
The Jerk. Spanish Prisoner.
I don't want to tell you how to play this game, but I just saved that one.
I know. I play it my way.
You don't want to play it the highway? okay, my turn. Interspace, Martin Short.
It's complicated.
Yes, but we do need an answer.
Oh.
LA Story.
Mm-hmm.
Three Amigos.
Mm-hmm. People like to clap for the movies they like.
I've noticed.
Like, good job.
It feels like it's for me, but it's for them.
I think it's a combo. Like, Zach?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Did someone say that?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that already?
No, not okay. Not so far. I just thought of a great one for Steve Martin if we're going deep. Novocaine.
I would have saved that one for later.
I'm not trying to win. I wouldn't remember it later.
Speaking of Novocaine, how about Little Shop of Horrors?
Right? That's what made me think of it.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky?
Baby Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes.
The Man with Two Brains.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with For the Birds.
What?
That bird watching movie with Jack Black and Owen Wilson.
I don't think that's called For the Birds.
I think I fucked it up.
I think it's called something else. That
ooh, save it, Michael.
Pennies from Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just had one in my head. Oh no!
You can go to your lifeline.
Jiminy Glick, the Jiminy Glick movie.
Yeah, we've got to do full titles.
Oh come on, Jiminy Glick. Yeah. goes to Hollywood. Jiminy Glick does Hollywood. No, that's it's something like that, right? No. No, Three Amigos Two.
I'm sure you got another. There's got to be another Steve Martin or Martin Short.
Oh, there isn't a Three Amigos 2?
No, not.
I was being
not yet.
I was being serious.
I don't think all three of them get along at this point.
Oh no.
Two of them seem super tight.
God, what is Steve Martin in? He's in everything. Oh, Shop Girl.
Yes, he directed that one, didn't he? Or wrote it? I think he wrote it. Kumail.
Bowfinger.
Yes. Yes.
They're both in this one. Train Spotting. Parenthood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I think they're both in that one. I think they are. Mm-hmm. Right?
No.
No. Okay.
Just Steve. But
no, first name basis, are you?
Maybe you're thinking of Father of the Bride.
That's what it was. How do you get to keep playing if you've already lost? Or are you just helping us?
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, I'm going to go with Father of the Bride 2.
Again, we need the actual title.
Father of the Bride 2. It's happening again.
Should we let, does he get to stay? I'll let the other contestants decide. Yeah, it's got that pesky.
No, you decide. Don't okay. Let us decide.
Well, because I like everybody to be happy, and it's got the word part in there. Father of the Bride Part 2.
Oh.
Yeah, but, you know, that'll take forever to drag that out of you.
And wait, we all it didn't know count because it's not called Father of the Bride 2. It's called Father of the Bride Part 2.
Yeah, the part where I said I'd like the exact title and how every game show wants the actual exact title.
Wait, that movie's called Father of the Bride.
You can't just say Godfather if it's any of the three of them.
It's called Father of the Bride Part 2 is the name of that
yeah.
movie?
Sometimes they say Part 2 and sometimes they just say 2. It changes. Hence the triviality of it. Who's up, Ricky?
Yeah, house guest.
Yes. Look at you.
Yeah, I know. I thought of another one. Right. I was like, I think I'm out now.
Is that the one
when
with,
it comes back around?
Is Queen Latifah?
No,
isn't that?
No, that's not that one.
It's not that one.
Goldie Hawn's in house guest. Camille.
All of
which
me.
What am I thinking of?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Zach.
You already said Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Planes, train spotting, and automobiles. You got a lifeline? No, just say it from there.
Jesus, Melanie.
Come up and give him a kiss.
No. I have COVID.
What'd she say? Did you say one? Cheaper by the dozen. Cheaper by the
dozen. Say the correct title?
That was right.
No, but you said cheaper by the dozen.
I'm not playing.
I know, but just, you know, keep it consistent. You would think you're such a stickler for...
I like that you shortened cheaper by the dozen to cheaper by the does. You said most of it.
Fuck off, both of you. Michael.
I think I know one, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to have to ask my lifeline. Okay.
Clifford, Martin Short, classic.
Sitting on that one.
Classic weirdness, that movie. Great Charles Grodin. All right, Ricky?
Cheaper by the Dozen Part 2. Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go through that again, but okay. there's no part in that one. They just go straight to... Camille?
Mixed Nuts.
Yes.
Ooh.
No sequel to that one, Zach. Mixed Nut, just for short. Saves me a lot of time.
Mixed Nut.
Grandma's Boy?
How many movies have you seen, Zach?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, if you just keep naming them, you might hit on something. But thanks for playing, Zach.
He's not... How do you know? Isn't there...
Huh?
Is there a movie called Grandma's Boy?
Yeah there is. Yes, they're not in Grandma's Boy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick Swartzen and
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Alan Covert. That's right.
Alan Part Covert.
Jonah Hill.
Is he? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Early on. Michael.
I'm not sure about this, but
I'm excited.
Strange Brew.
Oh, the you think Martin Short might have showed up in that
maybe.
McKenzie Brothers movie?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I've never seen somebody apologize to their person they're playing for so sincerely.
I know. I feel terrible.
It's very sweet of you. But
I feel like I owe you money.
Yeah. Oh, well, you didn't see what the prizes are. It's a box of garbage. All right. I'm just trying to get rid of some stuff. Ricky.
The Muppet Movie.
Yes. Oh.
He's the waiter, and he asks Kermit after he opens the bottle of wine, would you like to smell the cap?
It's the best cameo.
Kumail? Oh, he's going to his lifeline.
The Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther.
Nicely done, lifeline. Michael? Oh, Michael's out. Ricky?
Is there a movie called My Blue Heaven?
There sure is.
And it's Steve Martin, right? I can picture
it. Yeah,
him.
But okay. Quit forming it as a question.
Oh, My Blue Heaven.
Nice.
Since Ricky hasn't used her help person, can I use that?
That seems like it would really come in handy right now, but...
Yeah, it would help.
Yeah.
Should I leave? Just given the circumstance.
No, you get to stay.
Pink Panther Part 2.
What would you really call it if you're serious about this?
Pink Panther 2?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm running out.
I think you got one more.
You do?
Oh, let's go to your lifeline.
Okay, lifeline.
Big picture.
Yes, that's when I was...
Big picture.
Big picture with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big picture.
Oh, God.
He wasn't in Last Temptation of Christ. He was in Passion of the Christ.
No. Which one is
whatever
in
it's called.
Big Picture? Steve Martin?
Martin Short.
Yeah, he plays Kevin Bacon's agent, I think.
Yeah, really funny.
So it's a funny movie.
He has that fireplace that just turns on, remember?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Kumail?
Hi.
Are you... Whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
It's my turn. I can't believe I don't have...
It's wild how many movies they're in and how hard this gets.
Yeah. The couple I had that I was like, oh, I'll go to this when nobody can, you know, nobody will know these were Mixed Nuts and Spanish Prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine was Innerspace. You said that right away. I was like, no one's going to say Innerspace. What's your first one?
Yeah. There's still some good ones out there, but I think we might be.
Like, one of them's got to be in that fucking Lego movie.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean to make you mad about Lego movies.
Isn't he in? Give me a hint, and it won't count. I've lost.
Oh, just for fun?
Yeah.
What were you saying about Queen Latifah earlier?
Oh, bringing down the house?
Yeah.
Oh, then I lost.
She said house guest.
Oh, that's the one.
Two different movies.
So bringing down the house.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you said you were out before you said it.
I sure did.
Yeah.
But you believe everything I say?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Bringing Down the House 2?
I don't think they got around to that one. Thank God.
House Guest is the one with Steve Martin and...
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
so congratulations, Ricky. You did it.
Ricky. Thanks, Donner.
Ricky Lindholm is our winner.
Ricky's won all the games.
I am shocked. After my Kevin Bacon performance, I'm shocked.
Yeah, that was good. But now here's the part that really drives my guests crazy, because I'm going to ask the audience to name all the movies we missed. Ready? Go.
Mars Attacks.
Oh, my God. Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
And Don't Wear Plaid.
Yeah.
I thought that one went into my head when we were doing Man with Two Brains and Jerk, like early stuff. And then Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from Heaven.
Also the weird thing. You said My Blue Heaven, but there's also Pennies from Heaven.
I said Pennies from Heaven.
You did. Yeah. Okay, we got that one then. And
the Big Picture, I knew, but I couldn't think of the title.
What's that? Mars Attacks
has
Martin Short in it, I guess.
Simple Twist of Fate
with Steve Martin. Leap of Faith with Steve Martin.
Oh, that's
he's
what
in
I
both
thought.
Of those.
That's what I thought My Blue Heaven was.
L.A. Story.
I said that.
L.A. Story.
Okay, we got L.A. Story. So that's what happens when you start. It's Jimmy Glick in La La Land, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't she get that right?
I switched my answer.
She changed something else.
I said, what did I say? Something else. Oh, Shop Girl.
You went to Shop Girl. That's right.
No. Ed Grimley, the movie?
I said Roxanne.
Yeah, Roxanne was early. That's what's going to happen is we're going to start repeating a lot of them. But
so they're really...
We did a pretty good
job. We missed like three movies.
A lot of movies.
Yeah, I feel like we did really good.
And then we really missed out on some that they're in together because they're in together... They're in an animated film called The Prince of Egypt. They both do voices. And but other than that, we got all the ones that are in together. Jiminy Glick, Father of the Brides, and Three Amigos. But great job, everybody. Ricky.
Hey.
Ricky Lindholm, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote at this time? Besides Wednesday, obviously, if you haven't watched it yet.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to say Wednesday, so now I got nothing. Yeah, watch Wednesday if you haven't. It's really fun.
Yeah, and it works any day of the week, but I like to watch it on Wednesday. I wear pink. It's a whole thing. Kumail Nanjiani, what would you like to promote besides, obviously, Welcome to Chippendales is still available on Hulu?
Yeah, watch Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu. That's it.
That's it. I don't even know. I can't even say what Zach's got coming up that he might promote, but he's not going to say it either, apparently.
No, I'd like to.
Okay.
If you're okay. Tomorrow, I'm going to Little Tokyo to buy b****os for my children. And if that sounds racist, I apologize.
No, you only buy things in places where the thing you're buying is in the name of the place. Tokyo-yos. You're going down to Tokyo-yos. Yep. That's my favorite.
So I'll be doing that.
Yo-yo shop.
A couple other projects.
You might run into Yo-Yo Ma there.
Hmm.
But you got projects?
Yeah, other projects.
You're in town doing stuff?
Yeah. Going to a soup plantation with my cousins.
Are they visiting from out of town, so you're taking them all the great spots?
I take them there, and then we go to just the intersection of Sepulveda and Pico.
It's definitely one of the top intersections for people who like to pronounce things. Michael Hitchcock, I hope you had a good time. You were an absolute delightful first-time guest.
Well, I wish the guy that played me on on Brooklyn Nine-Nine could have been here, too. But he wasn't.
So maybe someday he'll show up. What do you got to...
I'm going to play Sir Mine with Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
It's very funny.
The Kutch. The Kutch and the Spoon together finally.
Together finally.
What took so long?
That's on the bottom of the poster.
Were they nice?
Yeah, they're cool.
Come on.
Just
don't bullshit us. It's your first time on the show.
No, they were great. And Ashton looks super skinny, but then he takes all his clothes off and he's super ripped.
Huh.
So there you go. That's the scoop.
I gotta camp out for tickets.
Wow.
I felt kind of sorry for him when I saw him. I was like, oh.
Did you get to see him without his clothes on? No strings attached?
No, I didn't.
Wrong one, right?
In the movie, you see, then you go, oh, yeah, well, that's why he's not eating Italian in the valley. And I am.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's probably on the treadmill during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's eating the boneless chicken.
Lifting or something. Ricky, where's your person you were playing for?
Oh, he's in the front row right there.
Oh, Johnner.
Johnner. Yep.
That's right. Here you go, Johnner. Congratulations.
Good work, Johnner.
It's very heavy.
Nice.
Enjoy it. I got one quick plug I want to throw in here at the end that I'm going to be performing in Providence, Rhode Island the weekend of April 20th and starting Thursday, April 20th and going through the weekend because they just got over the finish line of legalizing recreational cannabis.
Oh, are you Oh, wow. Are you into pot?
Like the whole... The whole state of Rhode Island, you can get high, drive across it, and, you know, that would kills about an hour. It's a small place, but I love it, and I'm going to be there. Thank you again to Dynasty Typewriter for having us, and all of my guests, Zach Galifianakis, Kumail Nanjiani, Ricky Lindholm, and Michael Hitchcock. Ricky, we'll have you back as soon as you're willing to do it.
And I always close every episode now with a last line from a motion picture. So, as always, oh, shit!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.